Dubai. Contemporary, yet deeply traditional.
Okay, enough with the ads. I mean, you know the feeling. You're watching TV, your favorite show hits this dramatic moment, a touching moment, a quiet moment. And then...
Want to know the best way to get your stains out in the wash? Well, America's leading washer brand...
Could anything be more annoying? Which leads to another question. Do TV commercials have to be louder than TV shows? Believe it or not, Congress is asking that very question. Reporter David Gorin explains.
Here's how it works. Commercials are allowed to air at peak level of all programming. So what's peak level? It can be explosions, car crashes, cops yelling at perps to get down on the ground. Well, that's peak level. And that's the volume level where commercials can air. So if your TV show happens to have a quiet moment, that is, a non-explosion moment, or maybe it's a quiet show like a bowling tournament, then the commercials are going to feel like they blast you out of your seat.
I think that it's a great source of irritation to anyone that's watching TV.
California Congresswoman Anna Eshoo.
It certainly was to me. It is to my family. It is to my friends. It is to my constituents. This is one of the top complaints to the Federal Communications Commission that really strikes a chord.
Eshoo authored a bill to lower the volume on TV ads by making the peak volume of commercials match the peak volume of the segment airing just before it. The bill was recently passed by the House, and an identical bill now goes to the Senate. Eshoo is confident the Senate version will pass quickly. But Baron Shoka, for one, doesn't agree with the proposal. He works for the Progress and Freedom Foundation, a market-based think tank in Washington, D.C.
I just don't have a lot of confidence that the FCC is going to make this all magically happen.
Shoka says the real answer lies in self-regulation and use of new technology. He says it was the broadcast industry that developed parental controls for TV and the Internet, and he says the industry is currently developing sound reduction equipment. That's a better plan, he says, than just issuing a government order.
To assume that only government is able to make this happen sets a very dangerous precedent for inviting government micromanagement of not just television, but all media and the Internet in particular.
Still, according to Stanford marketing professor Jennifer Aker, the advertising industry has not done a great job of self-regulation so far, and she doesn't see that changing because, she says, individual advertisers often don't mind being annoying. Sometimes, she says, they do it on purpose.
What you're seeing is advertisers needing to yell, metaphorically and literally, louder and louder in order to grab attention.
Annoying ads have stickiness, Aker says, and individual commercials will always go as loud as allowed.
Advertisers have to walk that fine line between grabbing consumers' attention and not annoying them too deeply, but that's a very fine line to walk.
And even if TV advertisers do manage to walk that fine line, a growing number of consumers may be skipping their ads anyway.
All on sale now.
About 30% of TV viewers are now using DVR and TiVo to record their favorite shows and then fast-forwarding right through the ads, whatever the volume. For NPR News, I'm David Gorin.